The musicians of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars first came together in a refugee camp during the waning years of their country's brutal civil war. They released their debut CD in 2006, and their story was the subject of a documentary that helped launch the band internationally. The Refugee All-Stars are now out with their follow-up called Rise and Shine. NPR's Banning Air caught up with the members of the band to talk about their lives and music in the post-war era.
The Refugee All-Stars share experiences of violence, loss, and the tedium of life in refugee camps. But when they make music together, something unexpected emerges: buoyant grooves and fierce optimism.
We are the living stone. Some of them are stepping stone. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. We are the living stone.
Rise and Shine stays true to the band's earthy, informal mix of reggae and West African genres. A couple of these tracks sound like they were recorded around a campfire with just drums and acoustic guitar. Others make a nod to contemporary trends in popular dance music. That's the youngest member of the Refugee All-Stars, Black Nature, bringing a dancehall feeling into the mix.
The other members always call me the engine because I help bring in the generation, you know, like the kind of thing I do, the kind of style I sing, or, you know, the dance move. My mission on stage is to, you know, let the people know that the band is incredible.
They started the album in Sierra Leone and finished it in New Orleans, where session brass players added heft and polish to the Refugee All-Stars' roots reggae sound.
You know, we fall in love with the place. It's a really, really unique place, you know, full of rich, rich culture.
Well, New Orleans, it's like Africa. The foodstuff the people eat there has, 100% resemblance to the type of food we eat in Africa.
That's the band's co-founder, Ruben Koroma. He points out that this song, Ja Come Down, makes an even deeper connection between Freetown, Sierra Leone, and New Orleans, the shared history of the Atlantic slave trade.
My great-grandfather was a slave.
A long time, say a long time.
Even my great-grandmother was a slave.
A long time.
When slavery was abolished, most of the slaves were languishing in England, and people felt that they should find a place to bring them back. And then Freetown was chosen. So I just think of reminding people about that past history. And I believe that for the white slave master to abandon slavery, it was the miraculous work of God. And that's why I said, Ja, come down.
So Ja, Ja, oh Ja, Ja. Ja, Ja, come down. Lord, I'm wailing.
Ja, Ja.
Oh, Ja.
Ja, Ja, come down.
Come down.
Ja, Ja.
Oh, Ja.
Ja, Ja, come down.
Now that Sierra Leone's civil war is over, the band is turning its attention back to the music and concerns of their country. This song uses local Gumbe percussion to talk about life in the Freetown slum where most of these musicians grew up.
Magazine is the poorest place in Sierra Leone. You know, most of the poor people are really living there. I mean, no one would have thought that a magazine would produce important people, and we are now celebrities. So it's like we are talking about that. Magazine Bobo is a great man because he has made an impact in the world.
The The Refugee All-Stars journey from magazine to the refugee camps to New Orleans and the stages of the world has inevitably affected their songwriting. Ruben Caroma acknowledges that the perspective has broadened, but he says the band's essential mission remains the same.
It's really a long struggle out of the war, out of miserable conditions, you know. But it matters really very seriously that we do not really think about ourselves alone. We think about the world, giving our messages into the world, positive messages, and most importantly, peace.
Refugee All-Stars' new album is called Rise and Shine. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.
Banning Air is senior editor at afropop.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.